بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن يعيش ابن تخفة الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال أبي: بينما أنا مضطجع في المسجد على بطني إذا رجل يحركني برجله، فقال: إن هذه ضجعة يبغضها الله. قال: فنظرت فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. الصحابي بدني في يعيش بن تخفة الغفاري رضي الله عنه says that my father said, once whilst I was lying down on my stomach in the masjid, بينما أنا مضطجع في المسجد. The father is relating this incident to his son. And he says, whilst I was lying down flat on my stomach in the masjid, and suddenly a man came and he began to shake me. He shook me with his foot. And then he said, this manner of lying down, this posture is despised by Allah Ta'ala. It is hated by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he said, I looked, it was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We find, I mentioned the other day, that a person is going to sleep, you start from sleeping on the right hand side. Then of course you can change your posture, sleep on the left hand side. And sometimes a person is sleeping flat on his back. But a person should not be sleeping on his stomach. Lying on one's stomach, this is disliked by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number one, it is against the etiquette, against the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not what he taught us. And from this hadith we can see clearly, he says this is a manner of sleeping which Allah Ta'ala hates. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not like a person to sleep flat on his stomach. In another hadith is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that this is the posture of the people of Jahannam. This is the posture of the people of Jahannam. Therefore we should refrain from sleeping on our stomach. Wa an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu an Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal: man qa'ada maq'adan lam yadhkur Allah ta'ala fihi kanat 'alayhi min Allah ta'ala tiratun, wa man ittaja'a madja'an la yadhkur Allah ta'ala fihi كانت عليه من الله ترة. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. الترة وهي النقص وقيل التبع. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who sits in a majlis in a place without remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى therein, he is subjected to shortcoming, deficiency, and the explanation ulama give is hasrat. It will be a means of regret for him on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, one who lies down in a place without remembering Allah Ta'ala, then he is subjected to shortcoming from and deficiency on the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, it will be a means of him regretting on the day of Qiyamah. So two important things we have learned. Whenever we sit in any gathering, then at least we take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the gathering. In another hadith it is mentioned that it actually expiates the person from any wrongs that he said in that gathering. Sometimes we say certain things, some which is not conducive for that gathering. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We should be very careful of what we say. So sometimes we utter some things, but by taking the name of Allah Ta'ala before we rise from the gathering, then Allah Ta'ala makes us maaf for all the wrongs we said in that gathering. So here it is straightforward that the person who sits in any gathering, he sat and he didn't take the name of Allah, then it will be a means of regret for him on the day of Qiyamah. And also a person is lying down, then too, and if he didn't take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, it will be for him shortcoming, and he will be subjected to shortcoming and regret on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, we find in the ayah of the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When Allah praises the believers, Allah says, they are those who remember Allah Ta'ala in all positions, standing, sitting, lying on their sides, lying in their backs, they ponder over the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Mu'min, at least one Subhanallah he can see and praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in our gatherings, even when we are lying down. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.